Hey guys, welcome to my podcast. My prayer is that you are encouraged, transformed, and equipped through each episode.
Welcome everybody to my podcast, the Patty Valenzuela podcast. I want to welcome everybody that is watching through YouTube. Make sure you subscribe. We've got an amazing topic today. I feel that is so key for everybody. The other night I was just in my prayer closet and I really felt the leading and the pressing of the Holy Spirit. And during that encounter with God, I felt God give me a vision. And in that vision, I literally saw a bunch of people taking an examination. And in that vision, as I was praying, the Holy Spirit prompted me to tell the body that we are up under a test. Well, nobody likes testings. I don't think there's a person that likes to be tested, but it's important to be tested. So this podcast that I bring to you is really key for us to understand why is the test there? What does the test produce? And what exactly is in the test? What will be the outcome of the test, if you will? And also, how do we pass the test? How do I know that I'm in a test? You know, oftentimes we are in deserts in life and we fail a lot of the test and we wonder why we have not received or attained the blessing, attained the prize, attained that which we have prayed for. And oftentimes it's because we have not passed the test. David in the Bible, in the book of Psalms, chapter 26, verse 2, he makes an interesting statement to God and he said, "Examine me, Lord, and try me. Test my mind and test my heart." So he's actually asking God to test him. Well, that's a pretty bold statement of David because nobody will want to say to God, "Hey, test me." Yet David makes that interesting statement, which means that he wanted to be tested because sometimes we don't understand what the test produces. As I saw this vision, I remember there were some people that were sitting next to me and they wanted to cheat on that examination. And so they wanted to sit next to each other so that they can cheat in the exam. But you know, oftentimes, if you look at your life, we can't cheat our way out of a season. Everybody will walk through seasons. You're in a season right now. It's important to understand what season we are in. It's important to understand what are we learning from this season. And if we are being pruned and if we are being tested, what are we learning from that test? So I want to talk to you about passing the test. Because I want you to pass the test. God wants you to pass the test. You know, in life, you look at careers. You look at all kinds from the army to military. Anything that we want to do in life, there's a test. If you want to be licensed into a particular field, you're going to have to pass a test. If you want to graduate high school, you've got to pass a test. If you want to go on to the next grade, you're going to have to pass the test. If you want to be an attorney, you're going to have to take the board examination. If you want to be a doctor, you're going to have to take a test. Life is full of tests. Life is full of testings. And so it is in the physical, so it is in the natural. And so if you look at 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 5, here in the Bible, it even speaks of all the testings that we go through. God is constantly telling us about the testings of God, why they're there. What is God trying to say to us? Why is God trying to test us? Is he trying to make us miserable Christians? Absolutely not. See, nobody likes tests. That's one of the things that we can all agree on. Nobody likes testings, but we must go through them. And there's a reason for that. You know, you can't cheat your way out of a test. In my vision, I saw so many people trying to cheat their way out. We're trying to come up with all kinds of ideas. And maybe if we put this or sit next to so-and-so, maybe we can pass the test. Maybe if I'm associated with a particular ministry, then I can pass the test. This is an individual thing. We must each individually pass our own test. You know, one of the things that we need to understand about testings is that it's producing something. The Bible speaks of James. And it says that rejoice when you face trials of many kinds, James chapter 1, for the testing of your faith is producing perseverance. So every test produces something in you. You're going to walk away from this testing with something. You know, when you look at when you look at all the testings of life, I'm not going to walk away from not going to the next dimension. Every time I'm tested, it's for a particular reason. Every time God brings a test to your life, it's only because you're going to be promoted. It's only because you're going to the next dimension. It has nothing to do with the mere fact that you're just being tested just for the sake of being tested, just to make you miserable. It's because something is being produced inside of you. The Bible speaks of the Israelites, and the Israelites were constantly being tested by God. Not because God was trying to make them miserable, but the Bible says, even in Deuteronomy, even in Exodus chapter 16, the Bible speaks of God testing the Israelites. When manna was rained down from heaven, the Bible says that God tested them. And that God told them, you are only supposed to eat a certain portion of this manna for this particular day. You couldn't reserve it for the next day. And the Bible says in Exodus chapter 16, verse 4, that God was testing to see if they were going to obey God. You know, many of the tests in life is to see if we're really going to obey God. The Bible speaks of Jesus. He went into a wilderness and he was tested. And it says that the Holy Spirit led him into the wilderness to be tested by the enemy. He was tempted. The Bible speaks of James chapter 1 verse 13, and it talks about God. He doesn't bring the temptation, that it's really the enemy that brings the temptation. But the Bible also speaks in Corinthians that God will never allow us to be tempted above what we can bear. In other words, when God brings a test your way, it's already been filtered by an almighty God. When God brings a test your way, you already know the answers to that. You probably sat in a preaching. You probably heard something, read something. So God's already giving you the answer. But he's going to prove to see. He wants to prove to you. He wants to prove your heart to be true. He wants to know what's really going on in your heart. Let me bring it down to your life. Let's say you are walking down the streets and you heard a message on forgiveness. And you said, yes, God, amen. You shouted amen in that message. You agreed with that message. You told God that you forgive. But all of a sudden you face at that grocery store an enemy that betrayed you, that hurt you, that offended you. Somebody that you know is God is using to sharpen you. How you respond in that is a test. I like to say it this way. I believe that sometimes we have pop quizzes throughout life. You know, those pop quizzes where all of a sudden, you know, you don't like them. The professor says, today we're going to have a quick pop quiz. And everybody's shouting and the classmates are shouting, no. But it's really a pop quiz about what you already learned. And so God is never going to test us on something that we have not heard. We have not said, God, yes. We have not cried in an altar. And we have said, God, you're right. I need a change. God, when he tests us, he's already filtered that test because he says in his word that he's not going to tempt us or test us beyond what we can bear, which means the severity of that test has really been already filtered by God. The severity of that test, God has already proven that you are able, well and able. Knowledge is already in you. You already have the revelation of that. To be able to walk that out. So if the enemy is tempting you to give up, tempting you to maybe do something that you said to God you would not do, make sure that you know that in that test, God is probably proving. He wants to prove your heart. He wants to know what's really in there. See, God already knows. He knows you're capable. He knows that you are able to pass it. The question is, will you obey? The question is, are you willing to sit down and really examine your heart and say, God, you know, I'm missing it in this area. I don't want to miss the test. I don't want to fail a test. The test is only there to get me to the next dimension. The test is only there to prove to me that I am ready to go to the next dimension. And if I fail the test, the beautiful thing about God is that he's a God of second chances. He's a God that wants you to pass. He's a God that wants you to go to the next dimension. He doesn't want you to fail. He's a God that calls you an overcomer. He's a God that calls you more than a conqueror. So he's not there beating you. Perhaps you had a bad professor in college or in high school, and they almost like wanted you to fail. I had one of those professors. That's not God in heaven. God wants you to pass the test because God wants to promote you, because God wants to release the blessing over you. The question is, are you maturing? The question is, are you willing to grow in the midst of that testing? Are you willing to say, God, when the test comes, I want to pass it? See, it's an open book test. You know all the material. You've already heard it. See, you're never tested on what you don't know. You are only tested in what you already know. God is not going to give you a test and say, well, you know, hey, I hope you pass this test. You know, you see some of these SAT tests. I remember taking it in high school. And there's some of these words I had never heard of. That's not our God. The God is a God that tests us in material that we already know. We know the answer to that. The answer is forgive. We know the answer to that. The answer is to not curse, but to bless. We know the answer to that. The answer is to grow up. The answer is to mature. The answer is not to be the same person. The answer is to change. We already know the material. The question is, are we willing to say, God, I want to pass this test. I'm going to set it in my mind and in my heart that I want to pass this test. That if there is something wrong in our hearts, perhaps God is saying to you, see, this is why I have not promoted you. This is why I have not released what you have prayed about. You say you're ready, but in reality, your heart is not ready to receive what I want to release over your life. So God is testing our hearts. I truly believe that this is a now word. It is a season for people right now that God is saying to you, I am giving you word. I am releasing a now word so that you can pass it, not so that you can fail. The Bible says that God proves to see what is really in us in the midst of those testings. Every time you read about the Israelites, it was always to prove what was in them. Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 2 to 3 says, remember God. God took you through the desert to test you and to teach you that you do not live by bread alone, but by every word that falls out of the breath of God. What was God doing in the desert? He was testing them. What was God doing in the desert for Israel? He wasn't making them miserable. He was really testing them. They could have arrived in a quicker journey. There was a quick way. There was a quick route. It could have taken them like 11 days to really attain Canaan, the promised land. But they refused to bow down and worship God and obey him. You know, our lack of obedience is causing us to miss the test. You know, our stubbornness is really causing us to fail the test. You know, the pride in our heart is really causing us to say, God, I don't want to go to the next level. That's what we're really saying. See, I don't want us to be that stubborn. We're not called to be children that are stubborn. We're called for us to pass the test and to move on to the next dimension. I've asked God several things in my life in my prayer closet. And it is in those times where God says, okay, you want that. But I've got to push you and pull you through a process. And as you are being processed, daughter, then we will know if you're ready to attain that. See, you would never go to a doctor that cheated his way out of every examination. You would never want to do that. Nor does God want to give you something and release something over your life that you are not ready for. So it is in that testing that God is going to prove you. James chapter 1 verse 12 says that we must be approved. So rejoice when you face trials of many kinds, for the testing of your faith is producing perseverance. But it says so that we may be approved. What does that mean? Because God wants to make sure that we're ready for that. That you are not going to divert. That you're not going to make a U-turn. That you're not going to stray from God because he gave you and released something ahead of time. God is smart. He's a good manager. He's a good supervisor. He knows when to release it and how to release it. So my prayer for you today would be that you pass the test, that you look at your life, and this is my question, and this will be your homework. Your homework for this podcast would be sit down, write down what season you're in. And when you write down what season you're in, start writing the last season that you were in. What did you learn from it? What did you attain from it? What did you gather from it? What can you take away from that season? What can you say, you know, God, thank you for that season because I learned X, Y, and Z. And then sit down and look at the season that you're in right now. And where are you being tested? Where is God saying, I need to prove and approve you to make you refined as gold? Where are you being tested? And once you understand that, look through the scriptures and find out everything you can about that. This book has been given to us, every promise. Everything that you need is written in this book. God has given us wisdom. God has given us knowledge. He's given us his Holy Spirit to enlighten us. When we are lacking, we have darkness in a specific area, God will illuminate us through his word. and he will show us exactly what we need to do for every circumstance. My prayer for you today is that you pass the test and that you become who God created you to become, number one. And number two, that you become approved into the image and become who you were created to be, in the image and in the likeness of God. My prayer for you would be this. Don't cheat your way out of a test. But whatever God is trying to do in you, allow him to do it. Don't be stubborn. Don't fight him. Don't wrestle it. And allow the Holy Spirit to just bring up the answers and pass the test. And don't resist God. The Bible says that God opposes the proud, but he gives grace to the humble. You can pass this test. You will pass this test. I pray in Jesus' name that every test that you are up under right now, and even if you're feeling the heat of battle, even if it feels like you can't take it anymore, even if it's like, I want to quit, don't. Stick it out. It's an open book test. If you say, well, God, where are you? You're in a test. Allow God to prune you. Allow God to test you. It's only because he's going to promote you. So my prayer is today that you pass every single test. Amen and amen. Thank you so much for listening to our podcast. I want to invite everybody to our women's conference. We're really short. It's September 6th and 7th, a few short weeks away from it. We're so excited. There are so many tickets that are being sold. It's going really fast. Honestly, we have limited seating, so you need to get your tickets and you need to get here ASAP to El Paso, Texas. Got Dr. Leaf, we got Pastor Norm and myself, and we've got a really incredible time of prophetic word that's going to be released into every woman. I can't wait to see you. I know that God is going to transform you, and I really see the invasion of God and the glory of God that is being released during this season. I believe that we are in a time of preparation, and this is key. This women's conference is so key for the next season of every person's life. So I want to invite you personally. I can't wait to see you September 6th and September 7th. If you're coming from out of town, I can't wait to greet you. Please, please sign up. And as you know, we are going live on YouTube now. No longer are we going live on Facebook. We are going live on YouTube. So I want you to subscribe to my YouTube channel. Please do that. Hit the bell and you will get all the updates when we are downloading. We have got an incredible prophetic school that God spoke to me about since last year. So we're releasing it in November. So please, please stay tuned for all of those wonderful, wonderful announcements. Thank you again. I love you guys, and I bless your lives.
Hope you enjoyed the podcast. If you would like more content, a link to all of our social media will be provided in the description. And as always, subscribe and hit the notification button to get new uploads. And be sure to like and share. Until next time.